Hello, this is Grant from the Groupies Podcast and More Media. I just wanted to let you know today about our sponsor, Anchor. Anchor is a free podcasting app and website that you can access at any time. It allows you to publish, host, create, basically do anything with podcasts all for free. It's amazing. It basically runs most of And More Media, all of the podcasts that we do here. It specifically helps us at Groupies by publishing all of our podcasts everywhere where podcasts can be heard. Basically, you can use it as any regular website or podcast host where you upload your podcasts and you publish them to your RSS feed. However, Anchor is really cool in that there is a free app that you can download, Anchor, at any time to publish, produce, create your podcasts on the go. It's amazing. You should definitely go check it out. It's at anchor.fm. That's anchor.fm to visit more. All right, back to the show.
Welcome to the B-side of this episode's show we did. We did our rotation.
You didn't even say a mere B-side. You just...
Oh, yeah.
The show's next episode, is it?
Yeah, no, welcome to the B-side of our A-side on our rotation. That is nothing about our rotation. This week we are doing news and music because we literally have nothing to talk about. Because we try to connect the A-sides to the B-sides, and you can't connect a rotation to a B-side. So, yeah, I'm going to...
Sounds great.
What's on the docket,
folks?
We
have a few pieces of news that we're going to run down. This is going to be a shorter episode because our A-side was a gargantuan Goliath
jacked.
Of an episode.
Yeah, it was, and me and Tom still have a long... Well, no, we don't. We're not recording this.
Gargantuan Goliath? Of an episode.
Yeah. It was jacked. Yeah.
Is there any place that we want to start?
What's on the docket?
So here's their stories for today. We're going to talk about Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Pass. We'll do that next. That'll be later.
Okay. I was going to talk about... We haven't talked about Ariana at all.
Pass.
Okay.
That can be a legit pass. I don't give a fuck.
Wow.
No offense to her.
I don't care either, to be honest.
Yeah, no offense.
I think it's important.
Okay, then these two care.
Grant cares.
In terms of pop music and the state of pop or music culture, I think it's important. I think it's important.
All right.
She's killing it.
Fuck it. That's first. In what way does that have to do with anything with the status of music?
Go, Grant. Get him.
Well, she just dropped Sweetener.
Thank you, next. We're on to
this. Tell me why you don't like her then? Why are you attacking me? It's not that I don't like her.
You've been using Thank You Next.
I love it, actually.
I love it
pretty frequently. So,
Hannah, thank you, next.
Next topic, guys. To me, it's like, we're so on brand when we're talking about me and him or Tom and Amir brand.
Yeah.
No.
How many of your mom, your brand is telling Hannah off in a secret synchronized manner? I gotta love that brand.
Brand versus.
Okay, it makes
Hannah.
You feel Grant. Thank you. Next.
Oh wow.
No.
That
you
one was forced.
Explain yourself.
That one wasn't just as good a, as
you
mine.
Just have a.
I just don't think it relates to like the status of music and the whole like her saying thank you next to Piers Morgan. Like thousands of people have said thank you next to Piers Morgan. She was saying thank you next to
a lot more people than that. And also we're not just talking about Thank You Next, we're talking about Sweetener as an album.
I never said we were talking about it.
I just
said
about Sweetener as an album.
I'm not saying it's bad,
but I'm going along with what Amir said, and that's not it's not relevant to music. I think Ariana Grande is like at the center or towards the center of like where music is at right now, but I don't think it's because of her music. I think it's because what happened last year, the big terrorist attack at her concert, then she's involved kind of with the Mac Miller thing and the Pete Davidson
thing. Hardcore with the Mac Miller thing.
And it's like all she's kind of the center of like a lot of news and drama.
So you're saying she's benefiting in terms of getting her name out there because of the things that have happened to her?
I don't think she's benefiting. I'm just saying I think that's that she's at the
center. I think she's at the center of three major activities that happened. That's why.
Like, if it was anybody else, like, I don't think Sweetener.
And yet, she's still putting out bomb.
Like, I don't think if anybody had released Sweetener.
All right, I'm going to be honest with you.
It wouldn't have been like, I'm going to be honest with you.
Do it.
I've never heard Thank You Next.
I'm with you, actually.
So then you can't even judge it.
Then how are you even. So you really I'm ashamed got to be on a
here. I see the lyrics on Twitter all the time, and I go,
"That's all I need to hear."
But podcast, the, a music podcast.
So it is important.
Talking about music,
no,
you haven't even listened to it.
I'm just
right?
saying. I don't think that she's like. I don't understand how you're saying that it's like she shift, like it's a shift, like she's like this is that important. I don't think it's that important. But you had the floor, as you can see. Yes. This table is split literally in half right now.
Are you leaning away from us as well?
And I don't know how you feel about this, but for me, Sweetener was the album that separated from everything else she's put out.
Wow.
Everything else that she put out is very generic pop star.
You're welcome, Pharrell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know I'm a big stan for Pharrell.
You're a big fan of the, I feel like the Neptune sound shit.
Yeah. And so that was all over this album, and that was partly why I liked it. But I feel like she's just talking about some really cool shit on here.
Although
it may be popish and generic, it's not really all that deep either.
I don't think it's as generic as her older stuff.
Here's what I'm saying. Sure, she can be talking about real stuff, and the album might be good. But I'm like with Amir in the sense that, like, is it like,
have you listened
to it? Ariana Grande is at the center of pop music. She's changing things. It's like, well, everybody's trying to talk about something.
I would definitely argue that she's the number one female pop artist right now.
I would as well.
But so that itself makes it relevant, right?
Pop?
Was that she's
at why
the front.
She is in that
she's
place
at the front of
right
what's
now.
Happening of pop right now is basically all he was saying.
I don't think I'm not saying what's happening in pop. I'm saying she's at the front of pop.
But for how, I don't know.
In popularity.
Anyways, I brought her to the table because she slandered some Piers Morgan bullshit on Twitter.
Let's
the
go
other
for
day.
It because Piers Morgan sucks.
Yeah. Everyone slanders Piers.
Which I thought was cool. I was like, you know what? Go Ari. You know, whatever.
Go
but
Ari.
I thought
he's
it could just
stan.
Stem into
Ari.
A little quick mini convo about how is. We feel about Ari. And I guess we've now found out how we feel about Ari.
I don't so feel. No, 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 no. I'm not I'm saying neutral. She sucks. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying. Amir, I'm a big fan
you
of
could
her
say nothing else
since,
and I would think the same way.
Since Nickelodeon, I've been a huge fan.
Nickelodeon.
I'm pro cat. I'm victorious. Don't get me wrong.
Nickelodeon.
But at the same time,
shut the fuck up.
I also don't care about her attacking Piers for
fine.
Her sexuality.
That's fine.
What?
Because
okay, I don't know. What
that's
happened.
Why she attacked because Piers was like, maybe you should stop. No, it wasn't her. It was another group. I think it was
Little Mix.
I didn't even know who the fuck they were until this.
You
either.
Know Little Mix, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know who they were until like they first came up in the Nicki Minaj Cardi beef, and then now they're here, and I'm like, you little mixy chicks.
Nixie chicks.
I'm gonna,
that's good.
Because I'm trying to tie that into it. Because he shitted on them and said that they were Dixie Chicks ripoff.
Did you really?
I didn't
did.
Say that.
You didn't? No, I said he did. Like, Piers.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, because they got him a cover and wrote Sharpie.
He was,
Sharpie.
Like, pointing at Grant, though.
I was.
He should have.
First in context, Little Mix, I don't know if you're familiar with what the Dixie Chicks did way back when, but
country
they...
Country music.
Well, okay, yes. Yes, Thomas. They wrote a bunch of slanders
ding,
on
ding,
their
ding.
Naked bodies and then
yeah.
appeared on a magazine cover.
Oh, I didn't
Little
know
Mix
that.
Basically copied that.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way or anything, but they were like almost honoring that. And then Piers was like, don't do this. You're selling your body for sexuality and making money. Stuff
but
like that.
Anyway.
Piers Morgan's a fat turd.
Oh, yeah. I completely agree. But
Justin.
But
then Ariana stepped in and her mom
yeah,
got in the
like, it was
fight.
Like
it
I
was
don't,
like really weird.
I was like, to me personally, it was like, it feels like Little Mix was just has been like jumping into a lot of things. I'm like, I would have been down to see them be like, fuck you, Piers. But it was like,
aren't they British too?
Yeah, it was fuck you, mate. But instead it was like a
go
big
away.
Sister Ariana comes out and she's like, hey, you don't fucking talk to my friends like that. Fucks. Fuck you, Piers.
I think she said something a little more literary.
Fuck.
All right. Well, Hannah,
fucking
we
bastard.
Both like Ariana. Why do you like Ariana?
I like...
Besides Victorious and Sam and Cat.
I think that... Well, I'm not someone who does well with separating artists from content. And I think that everything that Ariana has went through in the past couple of years, and like even if some of those breakups I just saw Tom roll his eyes. Choice or her whatever.
Did you see Amir as well?
I think that it's impressive to be like handling, you know, the things you're handling in your life and still put out music that's like
some bomb ass music.
Inspiring. I can't even talk right now because I can actually feel so much tension from the attacks that I'm getting. 50% of
no,
the
there's
table.
No tension. There's no beef. There's no beef.
Is there? Because you were leaning all the way back in your chair.
You say that she hasn't been through like
no, I will. I was
lot,
like that.
And
it's good for her to keep making
coming
music.
Out on top. I understand.
I agree. With
I understand
you.
The point of like she's already doing so well. Like these are just like minor things, but also like
I don't say they're minor things.
Well, not I guess not minor things, but.
I don't know.
I don't really know what, if there's another word that I'm looking for.
The terrorist attack was a lot of death, and then her boyfriend died. Her ex-boyfriend died, but they were like only exes for a little while, and then she got a lot of hate for that, and people all up on her social, like, you know, you're the reason that he died.
She's
and
like
blah,
the
blah,
face
and
of his
you
death,
bro-
basically.
Yeah, exactly. And how do you think, you know, that would feel as an artist trying to... She's been putting out this, like, feminist music where she's like, God is a woman. I ain't got no time for tears anymore. She's trying to put out this positive, energetic music vibe. And then all of a sudden, she's like the face of Mac Miller's death. And, like, that wouldn't have been easy to handle.
While, like, simultaneously, Pete's on SNL, like, just...
Yeah,
being
and
Pete
then
Dancer,
Pete,
which is
Pete's
like
on SNL,
his brand in the
and
first
and he
place.
Almost did that skit where he was going to make fun of their engagement and how it ended.
Well, he did
and
make
he did,
fun of the engagement.
Well, yeah, but,
there's several times.
But he was going to do like a whole skit thing about
oh,
it. And then
okay.
She made it known that she was like let down about that. And then he didn't do it. And blah, blah, blah. I think God is Woman is a bop. I think No Tears Left to Cry is a bop. I think Thank You Next is a bop. So honestly, even though I really like... I appreciate what she's been through as a person. I also just like her because I think that this is good music. And I think Sweetener
right.
is good music.
I
want
to say something.
I think her voice is very original also, by the way. Ariana has this voice.
What you say? What?
Who so does she sound like?
She's literally gets compared to Mariah Carey all the time.
I don't
old
hear that.
Mariah
but
Carey?
Just,
you have not listened to her.
I
okay,
have listened
maybe
to Mariah
her
Carey.
Current like voice might have changed. But when she first came out, that was literally her only comparison. Everyone kept
maybe
going.
In the way how,
you cannot
how dynamic
say,
her
you're
voice
not gonna
is.
Shit on Mariah Carey right now.
I'm not shitting on Mariah Carey.
Because Mariah Carey, like,
I'm saying Ariana is definitely not the same.
Might
she's at
changed.
Least 20,000 semitones higher.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
I can
I
go into falsetto.
I
automatically am stealing from Mariah Carey
no,
just because
I'm
I can sing
insane.
Really
if that's
high.
That's the case, then everyone's stealing from Minnie yeah, Riperton.
This one.
I think it's very clear that the, like, Mariah has influenced
her. If that's the
her.
Case. That's okay.
Like they've
sure.
I'm just
they've
saying,
talked
just
with each other before. Like they've done, haven't they done music before?
A
like,
woman can hit those high notes doesn't
that's
automatically
not what
mean
I'm
that
saying.
She's Mariah
oh
Carey.
God.
What are you saying then?
Because
all you're saying,
saying
is Mariah
because.
Carey. You're not
sounds.
Going into
if
detail.
If I was saying that, then I'm saying that she sounds like Minnie Riperton. What the fuck? Loving
oh,
you
well,
song.
Apparently, you're not.
But that is not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, when she first came out, her voice was very similar to Mariah Carey. It might have changed since then, but when it first came out, it did sound like that.
Is that why you don't like her?
That is not why.
Oh.
That has nothing
okay.
to do with
oh,
it.
Okay, I was just curious. I was
no,
curious.
That has nothing
this
to do with
what
it.
I want
to
say. Minus that, who cares?
Thank you.
I'll get you out of this one.
Cody Thomas back.
So my thing is that I don't like hate Ariana Grande. Like, good for
me
her
neither.
To like
yeah.
persevere through that music, and good for her to make music that is like, yay, empowering. Yeah. Good. That's all. That's well and good. She's gone through a lot, and it's good for her to persevere. My thing is that like I think that. I don't think that her music is like such so incredible and she's talking about such groundbreaking things that like it's like that. Because you know who does the same makes music that's feminist too and everyone goes, fuck you, shut up, we don't want to hear it anymore? Meghan Trainor. Guess what? Meghan Trainor.
Damn.
Listen, Meghan Trainor wasn't
okay. That was a good point.
She wasn't she
who
you
is
know,
this guy?
She wasn't she didn't was the center of a terrorist attack. She wasn't in the center of these two big dramatic
holy
that dramatic
shit.
Death and this breakup. And so nobody cares, never no one wants to hear anymore.
Damn.
But for some reason Ariana Grande, because she's had this tragedy go through her music is amazing
yeah.
and everybody loves her.
People
I think
tell Meghan Trainor to shut the fuck up, actually. With
and
that,
so I think
it's bull.
That's why I think like people are doing
people
the same
are
thing
awful
she
you know what? I'm not even gonna lie, I was one of those people.
Yeah.
So you do make a good point.
Yeah.
I think that like her music might be good,
so
but I just
bad.
Think people are like, it's the best thing ever because she's also persevering, which I don't think necessarily should be the case. I think your music should stand on its own from what's happened to you. And it's good that you're making it, like I said, and persevering through that. And it's good that you're making good music, but I don't think you should be like, your music is better because this happened.
It's like
to
a
you.
Perfect it's like a shitty
and
perfect storm
happening.
For her. Like for her to be like at this point now, all this have sadly have made it like bigger because everyone's just like, That's it.
You're okay, so thank connected. You. Next.
I think we should.
Oh. Yeah,
I don't think that she's the best thing ever because of the tragedies. I think that she's good, not the best. I think she's good, and I can say her music is good outside of her tragedies as well.
That's what I'm saying. Is good all it takes then to be like, you're at the forefront of
I think
of
she's
pop
better
music.
Than, the reason that I like don't like Meghan Trainor and a lot of people oh, don't like shit. Meghan Trainor sometimes has to do with Meghan Trainor as a person as well.
Oh, because like she's my, feminist?
No, because she's shitty.
Why would I dislike her for being a feminist?
I don't know. That was
he was just trying to put you in a corner. I no. see what he's
just like
doing.
When Meghan you call Trainor Amir male. That's the same thing.
Yeah.
Male?
Yeah. When you call Amir male, that's the same thing.
When was the last time I called Amir male?
This episode. Yeah. 20 minutes ago, probably.
Literally, yeah. No, you
I
did.
Think we should talk about Tekashi 6ix9ine.
What's the next
and
one
his
before
utter
that?
Downfall.
We got the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
Let's get that one out of the way first.
Do you actually want to? I think it's interesting. It's not Missy Elliott.
I feel like thing. That one's, yeah.
Do you want to talk? Because
well, I feel like that one might be longer.
Okay.
Or it could be.
Missy Elliott, I'll just read this article, a bit of this article. Next year, Missy Elliott may become the first female rapper to be admitted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. She'd become only the third rapper to join the hall's ranks, which are around 400, following the induction of Jay-Z in 2017 and Jermaine Dupri last year.
Oh.
The Hall's nominees were announced yesterday, and I'm just going to run through some of them just to show you who she's up against and why I think she'll probably lose. So, Mariah Carey, we just mentioned
her. She can
her.
Top her.
I'll mention some of the ones that I know. Missy Elliott.
Yeah, I don't know many of these people.
You get to the end, you get
Mike Love
Annie
from the
Lennox
Beach Boys.
And Dave Stewart of the Eurythmics, Mike Love of the Beach Boys, Jeff Lynne of ELO, and Cat Stevens. I think she'd probably lose to maybe not the Eurythmics, but she'd definitely lose to Cat Stevens and
Mike
Jeff Lynne and
say
Mike Love.
Is in
yeah,
for sure.
So I think she faces some very hard.
She
competition.
Can definitely be Mariah Carey though. That won't be. She's
written
a lot of songs.
I don't know how they determine who wins. Like, is it quality? Is it?
I don't know. I've never even heard because
she's
this,
written
to be
a lot of fucking.
There's
songs.
Also non-performing nominees. I don't. No, I don't know any of these people either. So I guess
six are inducted every year.
Are they
so
going?
A good chance.
Are they going strictly off of their catalog or shit that they've written
the
for other people?
Careers must be at least 20 years old with a notable catalog of hit songs. Nile Rodgers was inducted to 26 in 2016, and he's the chairman right now.
That makes sense.
So
I think she has a good case in that sense. But like, but okay. I guess if there's six of them, like.
Because I'm just
really
saying,
strong. I don't know who the Shondells are.
If she's going straight, if they're going strictly off of her catalog,
I almost guarantee that most of these people we don't even know are like behind some of the biggest songs,
yeah.
probably.
And we're just like,
yeah,
shaming ourselves. As
no, what
music
I'm
fans
what
right
I'm
now.
Saying is, if they're going strictly off a catalog, then I don't know. But if they're going off of things that she's written for other people, then she could get.
I think they are.
So off of things,
I mean,
that,
if her name's
because she's
it.
Written a whole lot of shit.
Yeah,
and she's back in it.
I would be interested to see who wins this and.
I didn't
maybe
know,
to get more context for who's.
Yeah, I don't mean I don't know who this. Jermaine Dupri is, and he
Jermaine
got
Dupri
year.
Is fucking amazing.
Okay. Who is he? Is he just literally a songwriter?
No, that too. He's a producer. He's done DJing. He's done rapping. He's done a lot of shit, but he's really, really gigantic in hip hop. He was responsible for Little Bow Wow when he first came
out.
Oh,
really?
That makes you, yeah. If I throw out a name that you would know, yeah, Little Bow Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah, he. I think he wrote that fucking. The if you grow up my mind like all the time. That song, that bullshit.
And
song.
He got into the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
He did a lot of shit. Outside of the him though, he's done a lot other shit than that. That is like the lower half of shit he did. Even though Lil Bow Wow was like famous for like a while.
Gotcha.
But yeah.
All right.
See,
well, I'm interested to see what happens. But yeah. I don't have a lot of anything else to say.
Me either.
All right, Tekashi 6ix9ine.
All right.
He's going to jail. Prison. He's going to prison.
Hopefully.
Oh no, he's definitely not hopefully. Because I don't believe that he's done a lot of things that are on that list of shit. Because what I has read is because, so it came out that, no, literally the day before he got arrested, he did an interview at the Breakfast Club where he was talking about how he fired his whole management team. Because he was talking about how they took literally millions of dollars from him.
Wow.
And he didn't even
Eggers.
Know.
Huh? Yeah, that's not.
Yeah,
good.
No, yeah, no. They took a lot, like, of money from him that he didn't even know about. Because a lot of times artists don't know if you're not paying attention to your shit.
fucking people would take that money from you in a heartbeat. You wouldn't even know.
Was it people that he already knew?
It was his,
people from like a label.
No, it was like his like guys that he came in with.
Okay.
Yeah, like it was friends. Okay. You like all you right. know how you like fucking put your friend as your manager and shit.
Bad idea.
Yeah. So then that happened. And then he finds out after he like gets out of that. He tries to, I think he knew. He had to know beforehand, like they gave him a heads up. Word just came out that they gave him a heads up what was going to happen because, like, he then was starting to say, like,
I'm like getting indicted.
On, like, him going to, like, get it, like, go to jail because he hasn't been indicted, like, completely indicted.
No, he was indicted Monday.
Really?
What did he federal court. Yeah. Okay. It was on, so, like, the, it was for racketeering.
Well, yeah, no, he didn't get his, like, he hasn't got his sentencing and stuff.
No,
yet.
No.
Armed robbery.
But, yeah, the armed robbery is a little iffy. I think, but what happened was, so they give him
wait,
the
well, I'm gonna interrupt a second. So this is just talking about that. Wasn't the, what was the other thing with the underage woman? Is that over with?
Oh, that's that's over with. He only got probation.
Was he supposed to get his GED? Did he ever even do that?
I don't know, but I just know he got probation for that.
Okay, anyways.
Yeah, continue. They cut that down to probation. But so basically, what happened is he tries to go in the Breakfast Club and he talks about how he got rid of all his like people that was with him and also about how he is not, what was he? It was some, oh, Treyway, the whole thing he says, he was saying that that's not real. I just made that shit up. It's not real at all. That's not even a gang.
The gang itself?
The Treyway thing. That's what he tried to say.
Well,
that
Treyway's
it was
his gang.
It's not. Nine Trey is. But
it's literally it's Trey. It's not. Oh, it's Nine Trey Gangsters.
Mm-hmm. But he's,
so he just called himself Treyway.
Yeah, he was trying to say I'm not a part of any of that shit and all that. So what happened was after he fires all of his managers, the federal like, you know, the feds have said basically that they heard through wiretapping and stuff like that. Because usually when you have a racketeering case, they're not going to arrest you fast. They want you to basically hang yourself. They're like, leave him out there. Let him do whatever the fuck you want. Because we're listening to the phones. And we're listening to everything. And just we have
rack,
everything.
Rack
yeah, so that's why he didn't go to like get arrested for the shooting thing at the Barclays. He didn't get arrested for the shooting that happened with the owner of the 10K Pilots or 10K Projects. His label owner was there. That is a very mysterious label, but the son is like someone, he's the son of somebody, the label owner is the son of someone who's like huge at like Sony or something like that. I think like CEO or some shit. Like it's mm-hmm. a really iffy or not iffy, but interesting label. But so they found out through wiretaps that all of his people and his gang were planning to like violate him or super violate him, which is street talk for he's probably going to get shot. And he was planning on going to a casino with like no one, just going. And they heard them say that over the wiretap that when he goes to this casino, it's over for him.
Oh, really?
Yes. So that's why they grabbed him and all the people who were over the phone and just arrested them immediately. And we're like, boom, we're not even going to do that. So then that's when they put him in general population at his prison, that the prison he's in right now, MDC, because like when you're there, that's probably the most safest place you can be at.
I've heard some things that he's like being treated really well there too.
Yeah.
Like I he's mean, getting good treatment.
He's a
famous
yeah. artist. Yeah. So his label, his album got cut. Like they're not doing that.
Oh really?
They got, they're postponing it. 10K Projects.
I don't know that, who that is.
Nobody does.
Okay. Really? Well, I just saw it said he was working with Kanye West and I was
he
like,
is
what?
On Kanye is on his album. Kanye and Nicki, and then he has like him and Kanye song. So they cut that. And they pushed that back until I don't know when the fuck when that's coming out. But basically,
I saw Nicki make a post about it.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, obviously, you know, we have to push this back because of what you're going through right now. Be respectful, yada, yada.
How did everyone get over that underage girl thing so fast? I don't understand.
Because he got probation for it.
And everyone's like, all right.
Guilty.
Yeah. Everyone's like, probation. Everyone's like, ah, okay. Yeah,
if you don't
fair.
Get prison time, people don't give a fuck.
That's wild.
It is wild, but. People, when you're like a celebrity, if you don't get prison time for something, they're gonna be like, "Oh, who gives a fuck? Put that right under the rug." But so
what's like, what's that mean for rap? Like, still to this day, like, if you don't get prison time for shit, like, does it just stuff gets?
If I told you 5% of the wild shit that has gone on in rap before that people don't realize and don't notice. Yeah. because, and even when people get prison sentences that people don't know of, even though the person, people, or a lot of those artists are dead. But if I told you the story about how Dr. Dre beat the fuck out of a woman, you'd be like, what? He really did? And I'd be like, yes, he did.
Yeah.
And he said he did. But you wouldn't know that because he didn't go to jail for it. So, yeah. So basically, I think he's also finding a conspiracy charge. I'm not for sure. Which, if he's finding a conspiracy charge, it's a wrap. Because conspiracy is damn near impossible to beat. Like, I'd rather have a murder charge than a conspiracy charge. Because you can beat a murder charge. Conspiracy charge is like, I think you were going to plan on that. And I have phone calls saying that you were.
Mm-hmm.
So here's this cool 20 years. But I'm waiting to see who snitches first.
Did you see what he said? He said that he's afraid of only two things, God and the FBI.
Yep, and he was right. So I'm waiting to see who snitches first. I think he's going to snitch first. I'm pro. If it's me, I'm snitching.
I mean, the guy looks like he's a walking rainbow at 69. There's no way he's going to survive prison.
But he's not certainly. He's also he's a gang member, so there's a different type of
code. Is that a real gang?
Nine Trey?
Is it, though? Is it a real
gang? That is.
Is it?
Nine Trey
is. Brooklyn. Yeah, it's like...
That's a real gang. Yeah. But Treyway is not...
I heard about a little bit of it. Well, to put it lightly, like, I have a coworker who, whose family, like, is real... Because they live in Brooklyn, and, like, around Brooklyn, like, he's still, like, a hero there because he did, like, come up from Brooklyn and was a Brooklyn-raised person. And, like, he's... I don't know if he is at this point, but definitely, like... This like during the summer.
He is because he bought energy
gave back to that.
Yeah, and he bought energy back to New York. Yeah, that had been gone for a little bit.
But it's like, yeah, it's 6ix9ine also that's doing all this. It's so this dude that has a terrible.
I just feel bad for his daughter.
I didn't even know he had a daughter.
Me either. His daughter's like 5 or 6.
What? How old is he?
He's like 22 or 21. So I feel bad for his, feel bad for his daughter, his baby mother, who's not as probably raise a kid on her own. And also, I don't rush jail anyone except for if you've done some wild shit. So I don't know. It depends on who snitches first. I don't know how much. It seems like he knew that shit was going on, but he wasn't directly involved in it. But he knew it was happening. So, mm-hmm. I mean, he's going to get prison time.
Gotcha.
Like, and sometimes prison time helps people. It depends on how long. If he gets if he's getting a 20-year sentence, it's a wrap. But if he's getting maybe 5, 4.
You think he'll hold out his popularity for 5 years?
Little Boosie did. Bobby Smurder did.
I know who those two people are.
Bobby Smurder made, I'm not going to tell you this, it's Hot Boy, but you might not have heard it. It was
About a week ago, a gigantic song. Remember that meme?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mitch caught a body about a week ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That got him arrested. Yeah. But stop snitching in your raps, basically. That is what my moral of the story is.
About killing people?
Stop
is that what you're saying?
Rapping about killing people where police can line it up and go okay, so he died this day.
Unless you're Drake, who can just flat out talk about shooting Triple X.
What?
Drake he did not. He said.
SNX, Triple X. Only time I shoot below the neck or above the neck.
Drake is about the...
Those coincidence.
I'm not even afraid of
Drake.
Oh,
really? Okay.
Coincidence.
SNX, Triple X.
That is a very coincidence.
Shot in anybody.
Very
I got mob ties.
He's not. No, he doesn't.
Oh, he does.
That's
no,
a
he
song
does. Drake could get
Scorpion.
You fucked up. Jay Prince, the guy who founded Drake, researched Jay
I'm not even a little bit afraid of Drake.
No, it's not Drake that you... See, the thing
it's
with... What you need to understand about hip-hop is it's never the artist, really, that you should be...
Gonna get rid of these.
...is scared of. It's always the people around the artist.
This sounds like some Godfather shit.
It literally is. You never should be
mob,
afraid of the person. With Drake, you should not be afraid of, Drake, I'm not afraid of Drake. But Jay Prince and all the other people that's around Drake, the people who can literally fuck someone up, get them killed like
I'm
this...
The mob, but I got
ties. Jay Prince... UGK, I don't know if you know that it's the group. So you know, remember, who was the one who died in UGK? I
can't
forget.
Take a joke.
Pimp C. So Master P, Romeo's father, Little Romeo, took Pimp C, put him in the back of his car, and kidnapped him for a whole week. And he was going to kill him. But before he killed him, he called Jay Prince because Jay Prince was, I mean, UGK was heavily connected to Jay Prince. So he called Jay Prince and was like, look, I'm just asking you, is this okay? Jay Prince said no. He said, all right, cool. Got him out of the trunk and let him go. And then left.
Wow.
Yes. That is how powerful Jay Prince is when it comes to hip hop.
Jay Prince is.
Yes. He's behind the scenes a lot of times. But yeah, a lot of the people you should be afraid of are the people around them. A lot of these rappers are connected to gangs.
Interesting.
Yeah, so.
So we'll see what happens with Tekashi.
Yeah, he'll probably, he's going to get prison
time.
Last
thing that I wanted to talk about, which I, this is more of like a music business thing, and who else would be leading it but Taylor Swift?
Spider-Man.
A very Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Same body
so
type.
So obviously Taylor Swift before was like all about shame. Apple Music trying to make sure artists were compensated. Didn't even appear on Spotify until like 1 or 2 years ago.
About her getting compensated, but if everyone else does, yeah, pearl that
so
too.
We're, the hope is that she's leading the charge for others, right? And I think with this new thing, she might be actually. So she announced a new record deal Monday with Universal and Republic Records. And as part of the contract with the label, Universal has to promise to hand over to artists on a non-recoupable basis a portion of the windfall from the Spotify shares.
Or they didn't have to previously?
No.
Wow, that's nuts.
It's a broad thing. And
none of it?
A few years ago when Spotify got
certain artists.
When Spotify got all the big three labels on, they like the three labels have shares in Spotify, and that's kind of what was exchanged. And then all of the labels themselves promised at some point that artists would be able to benefit from that
at some point.
Yeah. It was really vague. And
that does sound
Universal
terrible.
Was the last of the three to commit to a deal with Spotify. And then, and before Spotify's IPO back in March, they said that artists will share in the proceeds from a share sell, but that's never happened.
I can't wait till they just these streaming titles just get these labels out of here. It's coming soon.
I don't know. I think the labels still have a lot of.
They
clout,
have a lot
dude.
Of like power, but a lot of these streaming like sites could kill these labels if they wanted to.
To a degree, yeah.
I mean,
they're very deep rooted, though. I think you're underestimating how.
No, labels are in there, but like it's already starting to turn as it is.
Yeah. So the hope with this is that since Taylor got her new deal, that this means hopefully other artists will be able to recreate a similar deal where they will get the higher shares from Spotify streams.
Because
right now. An artist literally.
I don't see that happening.
I don't either. Only itself, for the giant artists.
A stream itself pays like 0.0016 cents.
It's barely.
It's very
anything.
Minimal. Yeah. So someone like Drake is obviously pulling in millions.
But no,
but someone
but
like
Drake's
the Rex.
No, but for
a
Drake,
a dollar
though,
maybe. Like
yeah. Also, he's literally signed to Apple. Tour.
Yeah.
So he gets probably already.
Drake's a bad example. But like regardless, it's
but
very
other artists, yeah.
unequal and it could be made better.
That's why I think Spotify already started that way of by letting like people just upload their music to Spotify.
Yeah, which that's awesome.
And
also
was
really cool to see that.
Them like artists starting to sign with like the streaming places instead of like labels.
Yeah.
Because Chance still isn't at a label, but he's at Apple. Well,
yeah.
Just for that album.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see if other deals get made like this. Because there's so many artists out there that will get a new contract here and there. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Maybe more artists demand this. And then there's a big overall change. And we just saw the Music Modernization Act get passed in the House and Senate and signed into law.
I mean, it looks like there's a lot of stuff being put in place for it to happen, but it's still like
it's
very
much on the labels right now.
Even compared
to
the Rex, like, yeah, Taylor Swift has the ability to be like, well, pay me now. But the Rex can't be like, pay us too. They're gonna be like, no, okay,
get
no.
The fuck out.
Who are you?
Who are you? Exactly.
Which is unfortunate, but
it's the way it is.
I have a hard time believing it until I actually see it. It's one of those things.
So I thought that was interesting because you know, hopefully that money finds people eventually because Spotify is the number one pay people listen to music. That and like Apple Music.
Yeah,
that's
only
literally
two.
Everyone I know does not listen to anything else. I mean, radio. I was obviously there, and so
Tidal,
is CDs to a degree.
Extreme.
But it's mostly streaming, and it's specifically mostly Spotify and Apple Music. So, yeah, we'll see.
That's how it be. But
and that's, I think, all we got
I
for
think,
news on the B-side.
Yeah, you're right. Hannah looks sleepy, so we're going to let her. We're going to get her to bed. So, not me and Tom, but we're going to get her to bed. So, that was
I did not say that.
That was the end. No, I was saying not me and Tom.
Yeah, we're not going to bed.
No, I'm saying like we still have.
Does it even matter? Because Grant's gonna cut it out anyway.
He might. I don't know. He's gonna do.
Nah, he doesn't usually.
Yeah, he probably won't. But yeah. So that was the end of Groupies. If that was cut out, I'm not gonna tell you what was said.
Thanks for listening. But if you want to check out any of our work, you can head over at our Twitter at @groupies_pod. You'll be able to see things that we post, retweet, etc. Talk about the podcast and other music news. You can also follow us on any streaming podcast platform that you listen to. So whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, who we just talked about an extensive amount, or any other thing, we should be on there. So with that said, I hope you guys enjoyed. Is there any final words from anyone else?
Thanks for listening.
All right. We'll see you next time.
Good.